KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
It's fair and 58. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Saturday, March 24th. News sponsored by the Glen Haven Retirement Village, Ferguson Funeral Home, First National Bank and Trust, and Lennox and DeHard Heating and Air Conditioning. It's going to be a beautiful day today. Sunshine, high about 77. And for tomorrow, we'll have a slight chance for some storms throughout the day with a high only of 70, with a better chance for rain Sunday night and into Monday. Chickasha schools may be suspending classes to let teachers join a statewide teacher strike for pay raises. The story part of today's Cool News.
Thinking about your loved one's future? There comes a time when a beloved family member needs an assisted living center or perhaps a nursing home. You want one that's close by, that's clean and caring, and will take care of your loved one just like they would one of their own. We would love to recommend Chickasha's Glen Haven Retirement Village at 29th and Iowa. Call Glenda Hamilton. Take a tour. Find out about Glen Haven Retirement Village. They're at 29th and Iowa, here in Chickasha. Call 224-0909.
The Chickasha School Board to decide on a proposal that would give administrators the authority to suspend classes throughout the district if teachers join a statewide walkout in protest of low teacher pay. It's one of several issues to be discussed in a special meeting of the Board of Education Monday night. The board will be voting on whether to give the superintendent the authority to suspend classes if it's believed that student safety would be endangered by the lack of adequate staff to provide supervision to students. The panel is also expected to give the superintendent authority to determine if sporting events and other extracurricular activities would be held during the walkout. The board may also approve a resolution supporting teachers and encouraging state lawmakers to find a dedicated source of revenue for increases in teacher salaries. The school board also expected to release a public statement regarding the recent resignations of two employees who were among those suspended a few months back. The district's former technology director, Greg Hackney, and Bus Barn administrative assistant, Stacy Crutchfield, were among several employees who were suspended last December. Officials never indicated why Hackney and Crutchfield were suspended. The board is also expected to approve the resignation of Jason Finch. He was originally fired in December over allegations that he mistreated a special needs student, but Finch was allowed to return to work after those allegations were unfounded. Now, let's go back to the story we led regarding the teacher strike that is now less than 10 days away, if it does happen. Officials with the Oklahoma Education Association have proposed its own plan for lawmakers to consider when it comes to teacher pay hikes. OEA officials say they'd like to see a 5% gross production tax, along with tax hikes on cigarettes, alcohol, motor fuels, and wind generation. It also calls for a new hotel-motel tax, as well as expanded casino games. They say their plan would raise nearly $905 million, which would be enough to give teachers a $10,000 raise over a three-year period. More Cool News coming right up.
Every person's life is a story, and those stories are meant to be shared with loved ones. Funerals are a vital part of how our stories can have an impact long into the future. For over 20 years, Ferguson Funeral Home has been helping families to personalize the memorials to celebrate and remember the lives of those gone before us. Pre-planning a funeral can be the best gift you can give your family. Call 224-1344 for an appointment so we can help you tell your story.
Youth rodeo competitors in Chickasha this weekend looking to earn points that will qualify them for what might be considered the state playoffs in rodeo. This is the final stop of the regular season for both the Oklahoma High School and Junior High School Rodeo Associations. About 250 competitors hoping to turn in some top times or best scores. Among the boys' all-around competitors, Austin Christensen of Laverne. He has the lead right now over Trevor Hale of Perryton, Texas. In the girls' all-around competition, Chaley Hex of Canadian, Texas leads Catherine Todd of Tuttle by a mere 12 points. Both should end up qualifying for state. And both Hex and Todd are former national junior high all-around champions. Hex won last year. Todd won in 2013. Also competing are former United States team roping champions, Rowdy Jones and Braden Johnson. Jones is from Tupelo, Johnson from Fox. Now, Oklahoma's junior high rodeo team won a national title as recently as 2 years ago. The high school team last won a national title back in 2014. By the way, coming up in May and early June, the Oklahoma High School Rodeo Association will be holding its state finals here in Chickasha. Events being held both today and tomorrow at the Grady County Fairgrounds. They start at 10 a.m. both days. Admission free and open to the public. Here's what we're talking about this weekend. The Chickasha Public School Foundation will have its annual gala in May. And Executive Director Jen Jensen's on our Cool Conversation program to talk about the foundation and how it helps teachers and students in the district. And later this morning on Real Estate Today with John Mosley, Grady County Emergency Management Director Dale Thompson is our guest, talking about the spring severe weather season that's here and how to best be prepared when severe weather hits. The Cool Conversation coming up here in just a few minutes, followed at 8:30 by Real Estate Today. We have links to both programs on our website, so you can listen to them whenever you want. Go to cool1055fm.com, and you'll find them under the Community tab. By the way, the Chickasha Lions Club having their Community Appreciation Breakfast today. That's going on at Chickasha's First Baptist Church until 11 o'clock. They've got all-you-can-eat biscuits and gravy, scrambled eggs, sausage, bacon, milk, orange juice, and coffee. Donations will be accepted. That's the Chickasha Lions Club at Chickasha's First Baptist Church at 4th and Colorado. Our weather forecast calling for a nice day today. Sunshine will have a high in the mid to upper 70s. And for tomorrow, cloudy with a slight chance for some rain and storms throughout the day with a high of 70. And then a better chance for rain coming in late Sunday into Monday. Right now, it's fair and 58 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
Aravana is defined as the ultimate level of comfort you'll achieve with the presence of a new Lennox home comfort system. And now when you buy a new Lennox system at DeHart Air Conditioning, you can choose between up to $1,700 in rebates or up to 72 months interest-free financing. Aravana is just another way we make you feel better. So call DeHart Air Conditioning at 405-224-0184 or visit us at DeHartAC.com.
In sports, the Chickasha Fightin' Chick baseball team picking up another win yesterday as they beat Sulphur 13-5 at a neutral site at Hera. The Chicks are back in Hera today to take on Poto. Poto beat Hera yesterday 9-6. There was a top 10 matchup in one of the semifinal games at the Ripley tournament yesterday. AMPO, ranked number 6 in Class A, taking on Leedy, the top ranked team in Class B. Leedy scores a 9-3 win to move into the title game today, while AMPO will play for third. Miko at the Double K Auto Classic at Arapahoe lost to Arapahoe yesterday, 10-2. And Cyril defeated Alec over at the Red Dirt Festival yesterday, 14-7. The Blanchard Lions have won 4 of 5 games played in a spring break tournament out in Tucson, Arizona. Yesterday, the Lions beat Desert View, Arizona, 13-6. That comes off a loss to Catalina Foothill, 7-4. That was on Thursday. Up at the Tuttle Tournament, the Tigers bounced back with a couple of wins after their loss to Latta on Thursday. They beat Bing 8-0 and Bethany 11-1 yesterday, so they finished 3-1 in pool play. The tournament wrapping up today with 5 games at Brian Stewart Field. They'll start at 10 o'clock and the championship at 7 o'clock tonight. Over at the Union City Festival, number 7 ranked Fletcher got a couple of wins. They beat Vicide, the number 5 ranked team in Class B, 11-5. Fletcher also beat El Reno, 16-5. Over at Bill Smith Ballpark, USAO baseball and softball teams both playing Panhandle State University, and each scored wins yesterday. The 8th ranked Drover baseball team won 10-8. Although Panhandle State scored 7 runs over the last 3 innings, Colton Horner had 4 hits for the Drovers, Stevie Thompson a 3-run homer, Henry Rodriguez 3 hits with a double and 2 RBI, Tucker White got the win on the mound, giving up 2 runs on 9 hits. He struck out 8, didn't walk anybody. The two teams play a doubleheader today out of Bill Smith Ballpark starting at 1 o'clock. And the 3rd-ranked Drover softball team, also playing Panhandle State as we mentioned, won both ends of a doubleheader yesterday, 8-0 and 13-5. In the opener, Newcastle freshman Emily Cerny picked up her 14th win of the year against no losses, a 1-hit shutout with 8 strikeouts and 4 walks, her 4th shutout of the year. In Game 2, each Drover had at least one hit in a 15-hit attack, and they made it a run rule victory with 7 runs in the 6th. Jordan Dethridge got the pitching win, and Cerny pitched 2 2/3 innings of no-hit, no-run ball in relief. Those two teams playing another doubleheader today at a Bill Smith ballpark starting at noon. And the Oklahoma City Thunder defeat Miami last night 105-99 at the Chesapeake Energy Arena. Both Russell Westbrook and Steven Adams had 20-point double-doubles. Westbrook had a game-high 29 points. Adams tossed in 24. Our cool news, weather, and sports this morning brought to you by Lennox and DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, the First National Bank and Trust, Ferguson Funeral Home, and the Glen Haven Retirement Village.